Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Trump and Me by Mark Singer. Is a nonfiction profile and literary reflection built around Singer's 1996 New Yorker portrait of Donald Trump, and the book-length return to that encounter after Trump became a dominant political figure. It is not a conventional biography or campaign study. Instead, it examines Trump as a self-made public performance, tracing how a Manhattan real estate celebrity, casino operator, and master self-promoter turned personality into power. Singer writes with irony and close observation, focusing on Trump's narcissism, theatricality, and appetite for spectacle. The book also includes the afterlife of the original article, showing how Trump reacted to being written about and how the profile gained new significance once he entered electoral politics. As a result, the book works both as a sharp character study and as a commentary on media, image making, and the strange durability of political persona. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Trump as a constructed persona rather than a conventional political subject. Singer's central insight is that Trump functions less like an ordinary public figure than like a carefully maintained performance. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that Trump is defined by presentation, not depth. Wealth is displayed as theater, confidence as branding, and authority as spectacle. This framing helps explain why Singer treats Trump not simply as a businessman or candidate, but as a figure whose identity depends on constant public attention. That approach is important because it shifts analysis away from policy or ideology and toward the mechanics of self-invention. Trump's image becomes the real subject of the book, and Singer shows how that image can remain persuasive even when it is visibly artificial. The result is a portrait of a man whose political and social influence comes from mastering appearances, not from offering coherence, introspection, or consistency. Secondly, the New Yorker profile as a study in long-form reporting and irritation. A major dimension of the book is its reflection on the original 1996 New Yorker assignment and the reporting process behind it. Singer did not initially seek out Trump, but once he began interviewing him in offices, apartments, cars, and on his plane, he found a subject whose contradictions and performance habits were unusually revealing. The book therefore doubles as an account of how long-form journalism can uncover character through repeated observation and proximity. Singer also emphasizes that the profile itself became an irritant to Trump, which adds another layer to the story. The journalist does not merely describe the subject, but becomes part of the subject's self-understanding. This matters because the book is not only about Trump. It is also about the uneasy relationship between reporter and subject when the subject is intensely image-conscious, combative, and obsessed with control. Thirdly, wealth is spectacle, emptiness, and the performance of power. Singer is especially interested in the way Trump uses wealth as a visual and psychological prop. The book depicts him as a man whose luxury serves as evidence of status, yet whose life appears strangely hollow behind the display. This tension between opulence and inner vacancy gives the book much of its critical force. Rather than treating money as a sign of competence, Singer presents it as another stage setting in Trump's larger act. Trump Tower, casinos, private aircraft, and curated personal style all contribute to a world in which success is continuously performed and rarely examined. The effect is not admiration, but irony. Wealth becomes a costume that protects Trump from scrutiny, while also revealing his dependence on admiration. By linking affluence to emptiness, Singer argues that Trump's public persona is built on surface compression, where image fills the space that reflection might otherwise occupy. Fourthly, political spectacle and the rise of reality-thin populism. Although the book originates in a profile of a businessman, its later importance comes from Trump's political rise, which Singer interprets as an extension of the same performance logic. Trump's campaign is portrayed as a form of mass spectacle, with crowds, slogans, and media attention functioning as tools of emotional mobilization, rather than rational persuasion. Singer's analysis suggests that the political success of such a figure depends on the same techniques that sustained his celebrity: provocation, repetition, dominance of attention, and indifference to factual consistency. This theme gives the book a wider political relevance because it shows how showmanship can blur into leadership when audiences reward performance over substance. Singer does not offer a policy critique so much as a structural one. A political movement can become loosely tethered to reality when it is organized around personality, grievance, and theatrical control of the public stage. Lastly, humor is a critical method for exposing narcissism and absurdity. The book's tone is sharply comic, and that humor is not decorative. Singer uses wit, irony, and precise mockery to reveal the absurdity of Trump's self-presentation while keeping the analysis readable and forceful. This matters because the laughter is tied to exposure. Humor helps strip away the aura of grandeur that Trump works so hard to maintain. At the same time, the book's comedy does not cancel its seriousness. The jokes often land beside unease, since the same traits that make Trump ridiculous also make him politically dangerous. Singer's style allows both reactions to coexist. He captures a character who can seem ludicrous at one level and consequential at another, which is one reason the book stands out among Trump profiles. Its critical method is not detached academic analysis, but an alert, skeptical, and highly literary form of observation that uses ridicule to illuminate how power can be built from vanity, repetition, and spectacle. In conclusion, Trump and Me will be most useful to readers interested in political biography, magazine journalism, media criticism, and the transformation of celebrity into political power. It is also a strong choice for readers who want to understand Donald Trump through a lens that emphasizes character, performance, and image rather than electoral strategy or policy detail. The book offers an intellectual benefit by showing how a public figure can be analyzed as a media construction and how repetition, branding, and self-display can shape public legitimacy. Its practical value lies in sharpening the reader's ability to recognize spectacle as a political tool. What distinguishes it from many other Trump books is its origin as a long-form profile revised in light of later events. That gives it both immediacy and hindsight. It captures Trump before his presidency, then rereads him after his rise, producing a layered portrait rather than a simple retrospective account. The result is compact, witty, and unusually focused, making it stand out in the crowded field of Trump commentary. If you would like to support Mark Singer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.